Well, we're different parts, but we're all connected, and together we complete the body, and we accomplish together what we could never do on our own. And when we do that, all of a sudden we find our place. We find our spot. We find our niche. We find out how we matter. We find our unique shape, our talents. And you're not going to find this anywhere else except in the church, where you find how to use your spiritual gifts, the gifts that God has given you. And so the third benefit of belonging to a church family is this: in Christ's body, I discover my unique value.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue with our series called What on Earth Am I Here For? And this is part two of a message called You Are Called to Belong. It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But right before today's message, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident and that you are alive because God wanted to create you and He has a purpose for your life. Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Now, because of this, he wants us to send you his newly expanded version of the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. Now, we'll send you a hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's daily to 313131. Now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
Now, why did God choose a temple as one of the illustrations of what it's like to be in his family in the church? Because in a building, all of the connected parts support each other. Now, this is the second benefit that you get in being a part of the family of God. In God's temple, I'm supported by others. I'm not out there on my own. I'm not a lone ranger. I'm not there by myself. In a strong structure of a building, we support and we hold each other up. In a building, all the connected parts hold each other together. And you know what? There's going to be some times in your life when you need other people to hold you together. You're going to need them to hold you together because you're falling apart. And if you're not in the building of God, the temple of God, the family of God, the church of God, and you're not connected, you're disconnected from the temple of God, nothing's going to hold you together. And you're going to fall apart. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, in Christ, the whole body, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him, Jesus, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. So together, we all together form the family of God and we form the temple of God. What is a temple of God? Well, in a building, a disconnected frame has no support. It has no stability. And you need this. This is the second great need in your life. You need identity and you need stability. You need to be a part of a family to understand your identity, and you need to be a part of God's temple to get the stability where we support and we connect to each other. You weren't meant to go through life disconnected. You know, this weekend my grandkids came over and we were playing in the garage playing Legos because I got one of the largest collections of Legos in Southern California. And all my grandkids, they like to play Legos. You know, there's only one purpose for Legos. They're designed to connect. If you don't connect the Lego, it's worthless. Now, if you connect Legos together, you can build all kinds of really cool stuff. But if you never connect them to each other, they're worthless. It's just a pile of plastic. Just a big mess is what it is. You are God's Lego. If you're a believer in Christ, you're God's Lego. And you were designed for connection. And you were meant to be not just in the family of God, but in the temple of God, in the building of God, where we connect to each other. Romans 1:12 says it like this. I want us to help each other with the faith we have. Your faith will help me, and my faith will help you. This is what we call the mutuality of the body, of the building, of the family. Now, why is this important? Why is it important for me to have support? Why is it important for me to have stability in life? Because the number one epidemic in our society today, in my opinion, is not the financial crisis. The biggest epidemic in our society is loneliness. As somebody who talks to hundreds and even thousands of people, there are a lot of lonely people in this world. Now, the third description of the church in Scripture is that of a body. And you've heard this one before. The Bible calls the church the body of Christ. Look on the screen at this verse. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:27, now you, talking about Christians, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Now, what does this illustration, this metaphor mean? Well, we're different parts, but we're all connected, and together we complete the body, and we accomplish together what we could never do on our own. And when we do that, all of a sudden we find our place. We find our spot. We find our niche. We find out how we matter. We find our unique shape, our talents. And you're not going to find this anywhere else except in the church, where you find how to use your spiritual gifts, the gifts that God has given you. And so the third benefit of belonging to a church family is this. In Christ's body, I discover my unique value.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Why am I alive? Does my life really matter? Why am I here? We've all asked these critical questions, and now Pastor Rick Warren answers them in the upgraded edition of his New York Times best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This book includes two new chapters on how to overcome the biggest barriers to living your life on purpose, as well as links to video chapter introductions and audio lessons. Rick wants you to live a life of purpose and meaning. That's why he wants to send you a copy of this life-changing hardback book. It's our gift to say thanks for your financial support. Stop guessing why you're here. Learn to live life on purpose with The Purpose-Driven Life. What on earth am I here for? Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004, or rickwarren.org. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word daily to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
And so the third benefit of belonging to a church family is this. In Christ's body, I discover my unique value. I discover my unique value. This is your capacity. First, I learn my identity in God's family, and I get stability in God's temple. But I learn my capacity in Christ's body. I discover my unique value. Romans chapter 12, 4 and 5 says this. Just as there are many parts to our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of it, and it takes every one of us to make it complete. For we each have different work to do. So we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. Now, that's a very important passage. It says four or five things there. First, it says that the body of Christ, the church, is made up of many parts. We're all different. You look around here. Nobody's like you. Nobody looks like you. Nobody smells like you. We're all different. God designed us that way. God loves variety. Can you imagine if God had just said, let's only make three kinds of human beings? God made us all different, and we're all many parts. And notice it says everybody's needed. Look at that verse. We're all needed to make the body complete. Nobody can say, well, I'm not important. No, you're needed. You know, if you have a jigsaw puzzle and one piece is missing, what's the part you miss? The one that's missing. The one piece that's missing. It's what you notice first. It says we all have a work to do. We all have different roles, different ministries. And if all of the parts did the same thing, it'd be nonsense. Like, if every part in your body was an ear, it'd be kind of silly. So we all have different roles to play and different things to do. But we belong to each other. Notice it says there, so we belong to each other. Underline or circle that. I was going to have you turn to the person next to you and say, you belong to me, but that might result in a marriage proposal. So we belong, but it's true. If you're in the family of God, if you're in the body of Christ, if you're in the temple of God, we belong to each other. We don't just belong to God, we belong to each other. And it says each of us needs all the others. In other words, what good is an eyeball if it's detached from the body? Nothing. An eyeball out here on its own is worthless. It can't see anything. It can only see as it is attached to the body. What good is an ear if your ear is detached and sitting out over there? None at all. It has no value at all. It can't hear unless it's attached to the body. What good is your hand if it's cut off and put over on the shelf? It just withers and dies. You cannot be what God made you to be without a church family. Without being connected to Christ's body. You can't do it. You can't fulfill your purpose in life on your own. You have to be connected. You have to belong. You have to be in association. You have to be attached to some local body of Christ. Otherwise, you're just a hand out there floating along, which can't do anything because you're not connected to the rest of the body. We need each other. And nobody could say that one part's more important than the other. Look at the next verse, 1 Corinthians 12. If your foot says, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand, well, that doesn't make it any less part of the body. And if your ear says, well, I'm not part of the body because I'm only an ear and not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? The answer is no. No. All of the parts are important. Some are more visible, but they're all important. Ephesians 4:25, in Christ's body, we're all connected to each other, and a disconnected part dies. Let me give you a fourth metaphor. The fourth description of the church in the Bible is a flock. It is a flock, like a flock of sheep. We're God's family, we learn our identity. We're in God's temple, we're supported by each other. We're Christ's body, we discover our own unique value. And in God's flock, we're banded together. Look up here on the screen, Psalm 100, verse 3 says this. God made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Now, probably, I imagine what you're thinking, you're saying, I'm a sheep. In a flock, that doesn't sound too appealing. I mean, because we live in suburbia, you've never seen a sheep, and you have no idea how well cared sheep are taken care of, because sheep are pretty innocent animals. They have no natural defense against predators, so they have to be protected by shepherds. You don't have to care for cows like you care for sheep. You don't have to care for horses or even chickens like you have to care for sheep, because sheep are pretty dependent. And let me read to you what it means to be a sheep from Psalm 23, the most famous psalm, most famous chapter in the Bible. This is from the Living Bible. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. Now I'm interested in being a sheep. If God's my shepherd, then I have everything I need. He lets me rest in meadow grass, and He leads me beside quiet streams. He gives me new strength. He helps me to do what honors Him the most, and even when I'm walking through dark valley of death, I won't be afraid, because You, Lord, my shepherd, are close beside me, guiding, guarding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies, and You welcome me as Your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life. And afterwards, I will live with You forever in Your home. Now I want to be a sheep. Okay, now we're talking. Let me read you what Jesus said about shepherds and flocks and sheep. In John 10, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired hand runs away because he cares nothing for the sheep, like when the wolves come. But I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I lay down my life for my sheep. They listen to my voice, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will ever be able to snatch my sheep out of my hand. Now I want to be a sheep. So, flock is a good term. I'm God's temple, I'm God's body, Christ's body, I'm God's family, I'm God's building, and I'm in God's flock. And why did God choose a flock of sheep as an illustration of what the church is like? Write this down. Because in God's flock, I'm protected and I'm cared for. I'm protected and I'm cared for. I'm not on my own. I have other people looking out for me. I enjoy safety and security because I've got a shepherd. And that makes me more confident, and that makes me less anxious, and it makes me less fearful. And I know that God is protecting me because I'm in his flock. Now, when is that important? When I'm being beat up in the business world? When my family or my marriage is being strained to the breaking point? When I'm facing a personal crisis or a terminal illness, I need to know that somebody's protecting and caring for me. Now, not just God cares and protects for you. In the flock of God, we help each other. And what you need in your life is you need some people who will step up to bat for you when you need them. You need some people who walk into your life when everybody else walks out of your life. Do you have anybody like that? That's what the church is for. We are to walk into each other's life when everybody else walks out. That's what it means to be in the flock of God. Now, you need people who will step up for you. And in the flock of God, God has created two kinds of people who are caregivers, two kinds of people who will step up for you, two kinds of people who will look out for you. The first is pastors. My pastors look out for me or watch out for me when I'm in a part of the flock of God. You know what the word pastor means? It's the Greek word for shepherd. That's what it means. Poimen. A pastor is a shepherd. A shepherd is a pastor. Pastors are to shepherd the flock of God. In fact, you want to know my job description? Look at this on your outline. 1 Peter 5:2. This is God's word to pastors, to shepherds. Take care of God's flock, his people that you are responsible for. Watch over them because you want to. Not because you're forced to. I'm to take care of God's flock. I'm to shepherd. I'm to be responsible. I'm to watch over you. Let me show you another verse. Look up here on the screen. Hebrews 13:17 says this. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they know they are accountable to God. Now, I'll be honest with you guys. That to me is the scariest verse in the Bible. It scares me to death. Not the part about obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. The part that scares me is they watch over your souls and they know they are accountable to God. That scares me to death. Let me just share with you heart to heart here for a minute. The Bible says that if you choose to put yourself under my care as the shepherd of Saddleback Church, and you join this flock and you say, this is going to be my family, this is going to be my flock, this is where I'm going to serve the body of Christ, this is the temple that I'm going to be built into and sharing with, that if you put yourself under my care, that one day I am going to give an account to God for how well I helped you grow spiritually. And that scares me to death. One day, I'm going to give an account to God. Me, Rick Warren, will personally give an account to God for how well I took care of your soul. And you guys, I'm not that smart. And if you join this church, I beg you to pray for me. Because I don't think anybody's smart enough to pastor a church this size. I couldn't possibly care for everybody's needs, much less know everybody's needs. And yet the Bible says one day, I will give an account for the direction that I led this flock. And I take that very, very seriously. It drives me to my knees every single day. And I am praying for you and your spiritual care, and I beg you to pray for me. Because as I said, I'm just not smart enough to do that. I need your help. And I am concerned that I lead you in the right direction. I would rather stick a knife in my heart than lead you in the wrong way. This is the family of God. This is the flock of God. This is not like some business where you just mess it up. You just go start another one. Eternity is in the balance here. Heaven and hell. It's extremely important. And sometimes the burden is crushing to me. The Bible says, I will give an account to God one day. And so I take that serious, that I want to make sure that you're safe, that I protect you from false doctrine and cults and wolves and false ideologies and things like that, and lead you in the right way, because I'm accountable to God. But not only do we have pastors to help us in the flock of God, we have our small groups. And 58 times in the Bible, the phrase one another is used. And the Bible says that the sheep take care of each other. Sheep care for sheep, not just shepherds. And the Bible uses the phrase one another. It says love one another, care for one another, help one another, encourage one another. 58 times we are to do these. And the only way you can do that is in a small group.
We'll have a final thought from Pastor Rick in just a moment. But first, we hope today's message has encouraged you. Pastor Rick has served the church locally, nationally, and internationally for more than 30 years, and he's the author of many books, including The Purpose-Driven Life. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Rick's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today where you can listen to today's entire message, connect with us, and sign up for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope email devotional. Visit us at www.rickwarren.org. That's www.rickwarren.org. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
One of the things that I've discovered is that everybody eventually asks the questions of significance. Why am I here? And what is my purpose? What on earth am I here for? That's why 10 years ago, I wrote the book, Purpose-Driven Life, because I wanted to help people like you understand how God created us for 5 eternal purposes. The Bible says that long before we heard of Christ, He had His eye on us, had His designs on us for glorious living, that it was part of His overall purpose that He's working out in everything and everyone. God has never made a person that He doesn't have a purpose for. You know, that simple message needs to be shared with a whole new generation. A young girl who was 12 years old when I wrote Purpose-Driven Life is now 22. And she needs to hear this essential message that God has a plan, has a purpose, and has a reason for everything that happens in our lives. So I've updated The Purpose-Driven Life. And what I did is, after reading hundreds of thousands of comments that have come into me over the past decade, I've added 2 new chapters that'll help you handle the 2 most common problems and barriers to living a life of purpose. Now I want you to have this newly revised, expanded copy of Purpose-Driven Life. I think you'll find it's a fresh reminder of things that you may have forgotten when you first read it. Or you might want to give the book to somebody who has never read it and is struggling to find their purpose. So this month, I'm offering to you a hardback copy of the updated, expanded edition of Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? It's my gift to you for your financial support of this ministry. It doesn't matter how much or how little you're able to give, every amount matters to God. And God sees your heart and He'll multiply whatever you're able to give. Thank you for your help in spreading the good news throughout the world. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.